four friends sitting in a Bangalore cafe in 2016, sketching out ideas on napkins. They just walked away from comfortable jobs at one of India's most successful startups. No safety net, no guaranteed outcome. Just a shared frustration that in a country of 1.4 billion people, almost nobody could invest their own money without navigating a maze of paperwork, jargon, and gatekeepers. Fast forward to 2024, and that napkin sketch has become the most downloaded investment app on the planet. Not in Silicon Valley, not in London or Singapore, but right here, built by a farmer's son from a village in Madhya Pradesh, who learned about entrance exams almost by accident. This is the story of Grow, how it turned India into the world's fastest-growing retail investing market, and what it tells us about the collision of technology, ambition, and timing that can reshape entire economies.
You're listening to Nelson John 360.
Nelson John 360.
Hello and welcome back to Nelson John 360. I'm your host, Nelson John. All right, before we talk about what changed, we need to understand what existed before. Because the transformation is only remarkable when you grasp how broken the old system really was. Picture yourself as a middle-class Indian in 2025. Maybe a software engineer in Pune or a small business owner in Jaipur. You've heard about the stock market. You know people who've made money there, but the actual process of getting started, it felt designed to keep you out. Opening an investment account meant stacks of paperwork, physical forms that had to be filled out by hand, photocopied documents, multiple trips to the broker's office. The verification process alone could take weeks. And when you finally go through all that, you discover that commissions ate into any gains you might make. The whole system was built for high net worth individuals, people who could afford to pay for those fees because they were moving serious money. Now, for everyone else, there was this invisible wall. The terminology was intimidating. The interfaces were clunky. And perhaps most importantly, there was no one speaking directly to you, explaining things in language that actually made sense. The message was clear. Even if nobody said it out loud, investing is for rich people. Regular folks should stick to fixed deposits. This is the world that four engineers at Flipkart were looking at in 2016. They spent years making e-commerce simple enough that anyone with a smartphone could buy anything. Why couldn't investing work the same way? Now, let me tell you about Lalit Keshri, because his story captures something essential about what happened next. Lalit grew up in Lepa, a small village in Madhya Pradesh. His father was a farmer. There was no English medium school in the village, so his parents sent him to live with his grandparents in Kargon so he could get a better education. He didn't even know what the IIT entrance exam was until relatively late. But once he discovered it, he cracked it. He made it to IIT Bombay, one of the most competitive engineering programs in the world. After graduation, Lalit ended up at Flipkart, which in the early 2010s was the hottest startup in India. E-commerce was transforming into how Indians shopped, and Lalit was on the product team, figuring out how to make complex processes feel simple. He helped launch Flipkart Marketplace. He understood at a deep level how technology could eliminate friction. Working alongside him were three other colleagues who shared similar backgrounds. Harsh Jain, who studied at IIT Delhi and UCLA, handling growth in business. Neeraj Singh, an engineer who built Flipkart's returns and refund systems. And Ishan Bansal, who managed corporate development. Now, all four of them were engineers by training. All four had seen firsthand how Flipkart's obsessive focus on user experience had changed Indian retail. And all four shared the same frustration. Despite India's digital surge, personal finance remained stuck in the past. Banks and traditional brokers were either too complicated or focused exclusively on wealthy clients. Young professionals in smaller cities, the very people who most needed to build wealth, had nowhere to turn. So in 2016, they quit their jobs and pooled their savings. They called their new venture Grow, and they started with the simplest possible product, a platform for buying direct mutual funds. No commissions, no jargons, just clean design and clear explanations. Now, here's where the story gets interesting. Because Grow wasn't just a good idea. It launched at precisely the moment when a series of technological and policy changes made its success possible. Think of it like surfing. You can be the most skilled surfer in the world, but if there is no wave, you're just sitting on a board. What happened in India between 2016 and 2020 was the formation of a massive wave, one that could carry Grow and platforms like it to heights nobody anticipated. The first force was something called the India Stack, a set of digital public infrastructures that fundamentally changed how services could be delivered. At its heart was Aadhaar, India's biometric identity system that gave over a billion people a verifiable digital identity. This enabled electronic Know Your Customer verification, KYC, what is called the eKYC actually, yes. Suddenly, the weeks-long paperwork process could happen in minutes. You could verify someone's identity through their phone, no physical documents required. The second piece was UPI, the Unified Payments Interface. This made moving money between accounts instant, free, and frictionless. Now, before UPI, transferring money to start investing meant bank visits, NEFT transfers with processing delays, all sorts of frictions. After UPI, you could fund your investment account in just a few steps. And then came Jio. In late 2016, Reliance launched Jio with essentially free data plans, triggering a price war that made high-speed internet accessible to hundreds of millions of Indians who'd never had it before. Data costs collapsed, smartphone adoption exploded. Suddenly, the audience for a mobile-first investment platform wasn't just urban professionals. It was everyone. These three forces, digital identity, instant payments, and cheap internet connectivity, created the infrastructure for financial inclusion on a scale nobody had imagined. And Grow was perfectly positioned to ride that wave. Let me hit you with some numbers. Because the scale of what happened is genuinely staggering. In March 2020, India had approximately 4 crore Demat accounts. Now, a Demat account, for those unfamiliar, is the digital account you need to hold stocks and mutual funds. It's the gateway to participating in capital markets. 4 crore accounts in a country of 1.4 billion people meant that roughly 3% of the population had any direct exposure to equity markets. And then COVID happened. Markets crashed in March 2020, and something unexpected happened. Instead of running away, millions of Indians opened investment accounts for the first time. The combination of lockdown boredom, smartphone accessibility, and a market correction that made stocks look cheap created a perfect storm of new investor interest. Now, by 2025, India's Demat accounts had surged past 19 crore. Now, that's not a 50% increase or even a doubling. That's nearly a five-fold increase in 5 years. The country added more investment accounts in recent years than existed in total before the pandemic. Monthly SIP inflows tell a similar story. In 2020, systematic investment plans, the automated monthly investing mechanism that became the backbone of retail participation, were pulling in around 7,900 crore rupees per month. By July 2025, that number hit a record 28,464 crore rupees, nearly 4 times higher. And the flow has stayed about 20,000 crores every single month since May 2024. But here's what makes this truly remarkable. This isn't just urban wealth finding new channels. The geographic distribution had completely shifted. For platforms like Grow, 81% of active customers now came from outside India's top 6 cities. They've reached over 98% of the country's PIN codes. We're talking about first-generation investors in Tier 2, Tier 3, Tier 4 towns. People whose parents never owned a single share of stock, building wealth through their smartphones. How cool is that? So where does Grow fit in all of this? The platform that started as a mutual fund distribution app in 2017 has become something nobody predicted. The most downloaded investment app in the world. In 2024, Sensor Tower, the digital analytics firm, ranked Grow first globally for both downloads and monthly active users in the investing and financial management category. Not first in India, first globally, beating out every American brokerage app, every European challenger bank, and every Asian competitor. And by mid-2025, Grow became the first Indian investment app to cross 100 million downloads on the Google Play Store. To put that in perspective, competitors like Zerodha, which pioneered the discount brokerage model in India, had around 1 crore downloads. Angel One has about 5 crore. Grow has about 10 crore. You see, the gap is enormous. And it's not just downloads. Active client numbers tell an even more compelling story. As of June 2025, Grow has 12.79 million active clients on the NSE, while Zerodha, the previous leader, has about 7.75 million. Angel One has 7.48 million. So you see here, Grow isn't just leading, it's adding new users at roughly twice the rate of its nearest competitors. Between 325,000 to 550,000 users every single month. How did this happen? The answer lies in understanding what Grow optimized for from day one. Simplicity for people who'd never invested before. Every aspect of the platform was designed for first-time users. The onboarding process takes minutes, using Aadhaar for KYC verification. The interface strips away jargon. Complex financial products get explained in plain language. And crucially, they launched in multiple Indian languages. Now, this makes the app accessible to users who might not be comfortable with English. As Lalit Keshre put it in one of his interviews, quote unquote, "We want to make finance feel like Swiggy, easy, safe, and fast." That analogy captures everything. They weren't trying to impress sophisticated traders. They were trying to make investing feel as natural as ordering food, or as simple as ordering food. But Grow hasn't stayed static. The platform has evolved from a simple mutual fund app into what industry analysts call a financial super app, a single platform aiming to manage every aspect of its users' financial lives. The evolution here happened in stages. They started with mutual fund distribution in 2017. In 2020, they expanded into stock broking, letting users buy and sell equities directly. Then came derivatives trading for more active investors. They added credit services like margin trading and personal loans. They launched Grow Pay for Payments. And most recently, they've moved into wealth management services for affluent clients. A strategic expansion that signals their ambition to serve users of every income level. As you can see, this isn't just product expansion for its own sake. There's a clear strategic logic. The concept that Dheeraj Reli of HDFC Securities has called the equitization of savings describes as a fundamental shift in how Indian households allocate their money. Traditionally, Indians put their savings into gold, real estate, and fixed deposits. Safe, tangible, familiar. But let me tell you, that's changing fast. Data from Red Seer Strategy Consultants shows that household financial savings flowing into equities and mutual funds grew from just 5% in fiscal year 2020 to 17% in fiscal year 2024. That's a cultural transformation playing out in real time. And Grow wants to be the platform that captures the shift across every product category. There's tension in this evolution, though. By becoming a one-stop financial shop, platforms like Grow dramatically increase their revenue per user. But they also become custodians of their users' entire financial well-being. With millions of new and often inexperienced investors, regulators have started paying closer attention. SEBI, India's securities regulator, has tightened rules around high-risk products like derivatives trading. Recent data showed that 88% of retail traders in F&O segment lost money, averaging about 1.2 lakh rupees per year. The challenge here for Grow going forward is balancing growth with responsibility. They've built a platform that millions trust. Now, they have to earn that trust continuously, educating users about the risk rather than simply selling them more products. Recently, Grow went public, November 2025. Yes, the IPO was one of the most anticipated tech listings in Indian history, and the market response was emphatic. Shares listed at 100 rupees and surged to over 70% in just four trading sessions. The company's valuation crossed 1 lakh crore rupees, making it one of the most valuable fintech companies in India. For the founders, it was a validation beyond anything they'd imagined when they quit Flipkart 9 years earlier. Lalit Keshri's stake alone is now worth over 9,400 crore rupees. The farmer's son from Lepa village is officially a billionaire. And his co-founders have seen similar wealth creation, with stakes worth thousands of crores each. But here's what's most interesting about Grow's story. Despite this success, they're still in the early chapters. Consider this statistic. Only about 5% of India's adult population currently has an active broking account. In the United States, that figure is approximately a whopping 62%. The gap between where India is and where it could go represents one of the largest growth opportunities in global finance. As income rise and financial literacy deepens, millions of Indians are poised to enter the capital markets. The infrastructure is in place, the platforms are ready, the cultural shift towards equity investment is exhilarating. What Grow has built in the last 9 years may be just the foundation for what comes next. So, what can we take away from all of this? First, timing matters enormously, but it's not enough on its own. Grow launched at exactly the moment when digital infrastructure, policy changes, and cultural shifts aligned to create unprecedented opportunity. But plenty of other startups had the same timing and failed. What distinguished Grow was relentless focus on the user who never invested before, designing every feature around making complex things simple. Second, the collision of technology and finance is reshaping economies in a way we're only beginning to understand. India went from a country where investing was for the elite to one where a street vendor in a remote village can build a portfolio on their smartphone. That's not just a business story. It's a story about democratizing access to wealth creation on a massive scale. And third, we're watching something genuinely new emerge. A generation of Indian fintech platforms that aren't just competing domestically, but leading globally. Grow isn't just the top investment app in India, it's the top investment app in the world. That shift from catching up to setting the pace is perhaps the most significant transformation of all. Let me say, some stories are just good ideas. This one changed how a nation thinks about money. All right, that's all we have for you today on our episode. Now, before you go, a small ask. If this episode gave you something valuable, if it made you think differently about India's financial transformation or inspired you to look at your own investing journey with fresh eyes, I'd be grateful if you could take probably 30 seconds to do one simple thing. You know it. Hit that subscribe button or follow, leave a rating, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. I'll tell you why this matters. I don't have any marketing budget or any big media conglomerates backing, but what I do have is you. Every share, every review, every recommendation over coffee or WhatsApp, that's how new listeners find Nelson John 360. That's how this podcast grows. When you leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcast or Spotify, you're not just being nice. You're telling the algorithm that this content deserves to be heard. So yes, I hope it's not a big ask. I'm Nelson John. Thank you for spending time with me. Until next time, stay curious, stay invested, and remember, the best time to start was yesterday. The second best time is right now. See you in the next one.